This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Despite all the challenges that dairy farmers face, there's still plenty to be thankful for. On this Thanksgiving 2023, we check in with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, it's kind of a tradition now for you to be on for Thanksgiving Thursday, as we have for years, to reflect and be thankful for what's in front of us, and also to prepare for a very busy 2024.
Yes, as we are wrapping up 2023, the Thanksgiving holiday is certainly time to reflect back on those things for which we should be thankful. And this has been a tougher year for that process, honestly, from a farmer's standpoint, because milk prices have been really bad throughout most of the year. And the only good thing we can say, and we should be thankful for this, is that prices are turning around. They're getting better. Margins are improving. And so as we wrap up the last couple months of 2023, certainly things are looking much better than they did 6 months ago. And let's hope that that is maintained and can be extended into next year. From a national milk standpoint, it's certainly been a busy year, and we're thankful that we've been able to make progress on two huge pillars of the entire milk pricing system. One of those is the Farm Bill, where we came together with our members in a consensus development process and came up with a list of things that we would like Congress to improve on or extend in the next Farm Bill. We were hoping that they were going to pass the 2023 Farm Bill here yet in this year. It doesn't look like that's going to happen, and so now we're just hoping that they can turn their attention to it early next year and get it done in 2024. And that's somewhat also the timetable for the other key pillar of economic policy, and that is the federal milk marketing order system. We've had a lengthy process to look at the different proposals to make improvements in that. There's been a hearing that started 3 months ago, Bill, that will commence again next week after the Thanksgiving break. But we're hoping that that too will be wrapped up early next year, and that by a year from now, farmers will be in a position of voting in a change and improvements in the federal water system.
We're talking with National Milk's Chris Galen. And Chris, the American dairy farmer faces a lot of challenges. Today's a day to hopefully put some of those on the back burner and look at some of the positive things to be thankful for.
It's funny that you should mention the term challenges, because that was also the phrasing that our chairman, Randy Mooney, used when he spoke to our members just last week at our annual meeting in Orlando. He says dairy farmers always face challenges, whether it's the weather or economics, labor issues, pressures on animal care. But the thing is, people learn how to endure and hopefully to thrive. And this is a year when a lot of those principles have been sorely tested because of the economics. But we are making progress in the short term with better prices, and then hopefully we're making progress in the longer term with those changes in the federal water system and hopefully improvements in the Farm Bill that will lead to better conditions after this year.
Well, thank you for the time today, Chris, on this Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, so as always, Bill, I'm thankful for having the opportunity to speak with you every other Thursday. Thankful for the attention of the listeners of Dairy Radio Now, and we'll look forward to working together here in the coming year.
Chris Galen is Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. Learn more at nmpf.org.